I'm actually very excited, John. As you know, we've been on this journey for such a long time. And in truth, I always expected it to get to this stage. No matter what the minister promises, as she did in September, to meet our requirements, her officials find it very, very difficult to honour those commitments. And it takes getting to the Labour Court to finally get a proper answer. And I think our moral argument is without question, you know. So I'm very positive at the outcome of it.
Engage in strike action for a week at the start of the school year. I know that was something that you really had to take that course of action, and it did not rest easy with you. So you'll be hoping maybe once and for all that a resolution will be found today that will stop this type of disruption in the various schools across the country.
Yes, I mean, none of us would like to be going back out again, but if we had to, we would. But I really do believe that the Labour Court will find in our favour. You might remember, I don't know, was it 7 or 8 years ago, something similar happened and the Labour Court had to decide that the department had to pay us a 2.5% per annum over 4 years to bring us up to a reasonable minimum wage, because at the time, boards of management were abusing the ancillary services grant system and paying us all as little as they could get away with. So we were brought up to a standard, and the Labour Court decided that and then made the department promise to engage meaningfully in further talks, which got us to where we are today, with us all getting a proper salary for our years of service. And this is now the final stage, getting pensions and all the other things that go with being a public servant and being equal to everybody else that works the same way as we do. It's a stupid situation, and I've every confidence it'll be finally resolved.